Mark chapter 10. Then he arose from there and went to the districts of Judea, through the far side of the Jordan. And again crowds flocked to him, and, as was his custom, he taught them again. And when some Pharisees arrived, they asked him, "Is it permitted for a husband to divorce his wife?" testing him. And he answered and said to them, "What did Moses command you?" Then they said, "Moses permitted us to write a deed of divorce and to divorce." At this Jesus replied and said to them, "He wrote this commandment for you in view of your hardness of heart. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. On account of this, a man will leave his father and his mother, and he will cleave to his wife. And the two will be one flesh, so that they are no longer two, but one flesh. So let man not separate what God has paired together." Then, at home, his disciples again asked him about the same thing, and he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her, and if a woman divorces her husband and marries someone else, she commits adultery." Then they brought children to him, so that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a child will certainly not go into it." Then he took them in his arms and put his hands on them and blessed them. Then, as he was setting off on his way, a certain man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what should I do in order to inherit age-abiding life?" At this Jesus said to him, "Why do you say I am good? No one is good except one, that is, God. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not commit murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honour your father and your mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth." Then Jesus looked at him and felt brotherly love for him, and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go and sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me and take up the cross." But he became crestfallen at the proposition and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "With what difficulty those who have money will go into the kingdom of God." Now the disciples were astounded at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how difficult it is for those trusting in money to go into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go in through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go into the kingdom of God." Then they were utterly amazed, and they said to themselves, "Who then can be saved?" So Jesus looked at them and said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God, for everything is possible with God." Peter went on to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." But Jesus answered and said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100-fold now in this season houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come age-abiding life. For many who are first will be last, and who are last will be first." Now they were on their way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going in front of them, and they were astounded, and they were afraid as they were following. Then he took the 12 aside again, and began to tell them about the things that would happen to him. And he said, "Here we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to the senior priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him, and scourge him, and spit on him, and kill him. And on the third day he will rise again. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him and said, Teacher, we would like you to do for us whatever we ask. He then said to them, What would you like me to do for you? They then said to him, Grant us to sit, one on your right and one on your left, in your glory. But Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup which I drink, and be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? Then they said to him, We can. But Jesus said to them, You will drink the cup which I drink, and be baptized with the baptism with which I am being baptized. But to sit on my right and my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared. Then when the 10 heard it, they began to become annoyed with James and John. But Jesus called them to himself, and said to them, You know that those who are considered fit to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high-ranking people exercise authority over them. But it will not be like this among you. But whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever of you wishes to be first must be the servant of all. For indeed the Son of Man did not come to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Then they arrived in Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, as did his disciples and a considerable crowd, the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, who was blind, was sitting at the side of the road, begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to shout and say, Son of David, Jesus, have pity on me. At this many rebuked him, telling him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have pity on me. And Jesus stopped and ordered him to be called. So they called the blind man and said to him, Take courage, get up. He is calling you. So he took off his coat and got up and went to Jesus. Then Jesus answered and said to him, What would you like me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabuni, to see again. Then Jesus said to him, Off you go, your faith has cured you. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed Jesus on his way.